This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara taught on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis that there's a machloikas if you're a Mekadesh woman al Tanai and you did Nesu'in Stam. Rav says you need a get. Rav says you need a get. There's no ksuba, but you need a get. And Shmuel says you don't need a get. Shmuel says, why would you need a get? You married her al Tanai. You did Nesu'in without a Tanai. So what? So what you did Nesu'in without a Tanai? You made Kedushin with a Tanai. The Tanai was not fulfilled. You said, I'm marrying you on condition that you don't have Nadarim. She has Nadarim. So it's the marriage is off. You don't need a get. And you don't get, the woman doesn't get a ksuba. Shmuel says, no. Shmuel says, she doesn't get a ksuba, but she doesn't need, so Shmuel says, there's no ksuba and there's no get. Rav said, even though there's no ksuba, there's a get. What's the reason for that? Abai said, the reason is, ein adam bayal bilase bilasnas. So the Gemara challenged Shmuel from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that if you're Mekadesh a woman, al Tanai, and then the second case of the Mishnah is you're a Kana Stam, and presumably you're a Kana Stam after being Mekadesh al Tanai, it says she doesn't get a Ksuba, but that implies she does get a get. That's exactly like Rav. It's exactly like Rav. So the Gemara says, no. The case of the Mishnah of Kansa Stam is also Kitcha Stam. Says the Gemara, really? So you're telling me if it's Kitcha Stam, the Gemara says, you're telling me that the case of the Mishnah that the woman does not get a, in order to defend Shmuel, you're telling me the reason why you need a get is because Kidsha Stam, Vikansa Stam, and that's why it's Teitzei Shaloi Biksuba, that's why you need a get. But if it was Kitcha al Tanai, Vikansa Stam, in that case, you're saying you wouldn't need a get. So then in the Reisha, why did it have to say Kitcha al Tanai, you don't need a get? Even if it's Kitcha al Tanai, Vikansa Stam, you don't need a get. And the Gemara says Shmuel would agree. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The case of the Mishnah of Kitcha al Tanai is even in a case of Kansa Stam. So now we are up to the last narrow line on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We did the top of the page yesterday, and we're up to Umayshna. Umayshna. So now we're saying that according to Shmuel, the case of the Mishnah in the Seifa is Kitcha Stam, Vikansa Stam, there's no Ksuba, but you do need a get. Now, why in the world would she lose her ksuba? She loses her ksuba because the guy could say, I never wanted to marry a woman that has nadarim. So then why does he have to give her a get? He could say, I didn't want to marry a woman that has nadarim. Now, why is this only a question on Shmuel? Because according to Rav, the Seifa of the Mishnah is in a cage of Kidsha B'tnai V'kansa Stam. So the reason why you need a get, the reason she doesn't get a ksuba is because the guy made a tanai. The reason why you give her a get is because of ein adam bayo bilas bilas nus. So in the world of Rav, there's no dichotomy between ksuba and get. Legabe ksuba he made a tanai, but legabe the get he's moichel the tanai because ein adam bayo bilas bilas nus. But in the world of Shmuel, where it's kitcha stam v'kansa stam, what's the difference between if she doesn't get a ksuba, you shouldn't need a get. So Gemara asks, "Maishna ksuba d'loy boi." What's the reason you don't need a ksuba? The Amar, because he says, "Yef shabi shenadranis." I don't want a woman who makes nadarim. Ihachi get nami. If so, get also loyti boi. She shouldn't need. Why should she need a get? He should say, "I don't want an ishenadranis." Says Gemara, "Amar Rabba, tzricha get midivrayhem." Rabba says, "You need a get midrabanan." Rabbi says you need a get midrabanan. Meaning, listen carefully, meaning, really you shouldn't need a get. The same way she doesn't get a ksuba because he could say, I don't want an isha nadronis. He shouldn't have to give her a divorce. But lamaisa, the guy never made an explicit tanai that he doesn't want an isha nadronis. And if people see that she's just walking away from the marriage without a get, people are going to think a woman doesn't need a get. So you need a get, midrabanan. Otherwise, people will have no understanding how you terminated the marriage. You only need a get midrabanan. Rab Chisda tzricha get midrabanan. Rab Chisda likewise says you only need a get midrabanan. Rava has a different take on it. Rava says that Shmuel's mesupik if ein adam bayal bilasai bilas nus or not. Meaning, Rava says that Shmuel is not sure what a person would say about after he does Kedushin and Nesu'in Stam, and he finds out that the woman sort of tricked him and is an Isha Nadronis, how does he feel about the marriage? Could he terminate the marriage? It's sort of like a suffix. So we go Zil Hachalachomra, Zil Hasamlachomra, meaning we're machmer. So when it comes to the ksuba, when the woman says, give me my ksuba, why are you sending me away? You owe me the ksuba. To that, the man could say, look, I don't want a woman who makes nadarim. And she could say, well, who says? How do you have a right to say that? The man could say, I'm a tzmichabe of haraya. But legabe, terminating the marriage, he has no right just to terminate the marriage, misafik. Misafik, we say, you have to give a get. So, misafka legabe mamayna lekula, gabe yisur lechumra. By mamayna, we go lekula, because he says, I'm a tzmichabe of haraya. By yisur, we go lechumra. Now we come to a whopper of an understanding between the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Until now we understood the Machlokes, where you make a tanai, you don't want an Isha Nadronis, and then when you do the Nesu'in, you don't say anything about it. Do we say, Shmuel says, well, the original tanai stands, and if she turns out to be Nadronis, all bets are off, the marriage is terminated. Or do we say, look, Rav says, but the person's not going to want to live with this woman as a promiscuous relationship, so he forgoes the tanai. Says Amar Rabba, no such thing. Machloikis betos shtei nashim. The machloikis is by a mistake or a fraud of two women. Avo betos isha achas, a mistake of one woman. Divrei hakol ein sricha himen again. Everyone agrees you don't need again. Meaning, if you have one woman and you did a kedushin to her and you said, I'm marrying you on condition you don't make nedarim, that you are not going to play frisbee. I am marrying you on that condition. On condition that in other words, I am marrying you on the condition that you don't have nedarim on you. I'm marrying you on that condition. So then the halach would be, even if he's kanas stam, if it turns out that she made a neder, all bets are off, the marriage is null and void. Why is the marriage null and void? Because the marriage is null and void because he made a tanai, and a tanai in one woman, a tanai be'isha achas, the marriage is off even if he's kanastam. Even if he's kanastam, the marriage is off. The only machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is if he married two women. And to Isha Sprinza, he says, Hare amek mikudesh esli amana she'ein lach nedarim. So to the first woman, he made a tanai. And to the second woman, Yenta, he didn't make a tanai. So Rav says he didn't make a tanai. So he only made a tanai for the first woman. He didn't make a tanai for the second woman. So if the second woman has nadarim, it's still a good marriage because he didn't make a tanai for the second woman. Shmuel says if he made a tanai for the first woman, presumably that means he doesn't want an isha nadranis. So if the second woman has nadarim, then the marriage is off. That's when there's a machlokes. Machlokes is not by one woman. By one woman, if you make a tanai in the kedushin, even if you're kana stam, the tanai stands. When is there a question whether the tanai stands or not? If you made a tanai for one woman and you didn't make the tanai on the second woman, that's when there's a machlokes. Machlokes v'tosh deinoshim v'tosh isha achas v'yakol ein tzricha imenu get. You don't need a get. So Abai says, what are you talking about? Didn't the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph ask a question on Shmuel from our Mishnah? And that means the Mishnah held. The Gemara assumed the Mishnah was talking about where you did kedushin al tanai and you were kanastam. And in that case, we're talking about one woman. And presume, and everybody in their right mind, according to Rabbah, holds that you don't need a get. And the Gemara was asking, but the Mishnah says that kanastam, when it's kitch al tanai, you do need a get. Question on Shmuel. What do you mean question on Shmuel? I thought everybody agrees you don't need a get in that case. Everyone agrees. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about a mistake, a trick of one woman. And we ask a question from the Mishnah. And we ask a question from the Mishnah. And even though in the case of Tosi Sha'achas, everybody would say that you don't need a get. Says the Gemara, Ela'iyam Itmar Hachiyamar. If Rabbah revamped the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what he meant to say was like this. Amar Rabbah, Machlokes B'tos Isha Achas Ke'in Shtei Nashim. The Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is one woman like two women. What does it mean, one woman like two women? Very simply, one woman like two women is he married a woman al Tanai, then he divorced her, then he was kanastam without a tanai. So it's one woman we're talking about. But he divorced her in the interim, and then he remarried her without the tanai. So then there's a question whether the original tanai stands. But if you go to a woman and you say, Ariyam Kadeshasli al tanai, and then you're kanastam, of course the tanai stands. Ella Yidmar Hachiyimar, Amar Rav Machlokes V'tos Isha Achas Ke'in Shtei Nashim. The Machlokes is, if there's a trick with one woman that in a situation where it's like two women, but if it's just one woman straight up where you do kedushin al tanai and kanastam, everyone agrees you don't need a get. Esvei.
I mean, you had the same question as before. The Mishnah doesn't say it.
Very good. So you'll ask, so then how could we ask a question on Shmuel from the Mishnah? Pashtos, the Mishnah is talking about Tos Isha Achas. And if the Mishnah is talking about Tos Isha Achas, well, wouldn't everyone say you don't need a get, and yet we're gripping it that you do need a get? So Rashi says, now this version of Rabbah holds that nobody would ever say in their right mind that Tos Isha Achas needs a get. Everybody agrees you don't need a get, and therefore the Mishnah perforce is talking about Tos Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Nashim, where Kitsha Al Tanai meant you're Mekadesh this woman and you had to divorce her in between, even though it doesn't say it, but obviously that's what it's talking about. Yeah? That's what Rashi says. So Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asked the following question. We have a braisa, kitcha batas. If there was fraudulency in a marriage, presumably that means you married a woman al tanai and the tanai was not fulfilled. So kitcha batas, you were mekadesh a woman al tanai. Kid Shabbatas, your Mekadesh woman al tanai, or Upachas Mishavaputa, or Vachin Katan Shekidesh. in all these cases, even though you gave the traditional gifts that the chassan gives the kala after the kedushin, let's say now something like, you know, you gave her the leather bound artskrom achzayrim, and you gave her, I don't know what they give anymore, right? You gave her some kind of gift. So you'll say, well, if the original kedushin wasn't good, because the tanai was not fulfilled, it was less than a sharpruta, let the sevloinois be a kedushin. Einam kedushas. They're not married. Shemachas kedushin rishonim shalach. The gifts were sent, assuming, based on the fact that it was presumed that the first kedushin was good. But vimbalo, but if there was bia after, kanu your kaina. Rav Shimon Yehuda Aymer, Yishim Rabbi Shmuel, Amar, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishim Rav Shmuel Amar, imbalu like kana. If you had bia, it's not kaina. Now this is talking about the case of ta'os, presumably, is where you're mekadesh al tanai, and it's talking about one woman. V'ha'acha de ta'os isha achasi. It's a ta'os in one woman. Upligi, and they argue. My love ta'os nadarim. Is the mistake here not a mistake where he married her on condition she doesn't have nadarim and she turned out to have nadarim? Says Gemara Loi, ta'os pachos mishava pruta. It was a mistake in less than a shava pruta. Meaning the mistake is not he married her tonight, she doesn't have nadarim and she turned out to have nadarim. The mistake was that he thought he could marry a woman with less than a shava pruta, and it turns out he can't. Says Gemara, that can't be the case of tos, because the Bryce explicitly says, or he gave less than a shava pruta. Pachas a shava pruta behedya katani, already said explicitly, less than a shava pruta. Kitcha betos, u pachas a shava pruta. Says Gemara, you're right, but it's the case of pachas a shava pruta is a commentary. Pachas prushe kamefarish. It's explaining it. Kitcha betos keitzad. What's the case of kitcha betos? Kagonchi kitcha pachas a shava pruta. Now, what are they arguing about? Meaning, if they argued about kitchabatas, so now the question is, do we say ein adam boyal bilas or bilas nus or not? But what's the machloikis about kitcha pachas mishav pruta? Mar savar adam yedeshin kedushin tazvel mishav pruta. One man the Amr holds that a person knows that you can't get married with less than a shava pruta. Now, it can't mean that he knew, because he obviously didn't know he tried to marry her with less than a shava pruta, but that man d'amar holds a person, you know, will realize that there's something up, maybe it's questionable. V'gamar obal Hashem kedushin, and therefore he decides and has bia for the sake of kedushin. Mar Sabra, the other opinion holds, ein adam yodei Hashem kedushin tazvel mishava pruta. People may not know that it doesn't work. V'chi kabal. And when he lives with her, adaita the kedushin rishayin baal. He lives with her with the das of the original kedushin, but there's no indication that they argue about ta'os b'isha achas. Eisvei, I'll ask you a question. A man says to a woman, "Hareini ba'alach, I'm not sure it's a abba. I am living with you on condition that your father should agree to the marriage." Even though the father doesn't want, they're married. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Aymer Mishin Rav Shimon, Ratzah Av Mekadesh, Ratzah Av Enim Mekadesh. If the father consents, they're married. If the father doesn't consent, they're not married. This is like a case of a mistake in one woman. Because you made a tanai, and the tanai was not fulfilled. And the question is the subsequent bia going to make it that he's ignoring the tanai and he's foregoing the tanai? So that shows that by tos isha achas, there's a machlokes. Says Gemara, hasam hakam of, you know, there's a different machlokes. When the guy says, on condition that your father lets, does he mean, what does letting mean? Does letting mean does letting mean he's quiet and he doesn't protest, or does letting mean that he's happy about it? Says Gemara, Hasam b'hakam iflgi. This is what they argue about. Mar savar amanash sheyirtza ha'av. One man the Amar holds on condition that the father wants amanash sheyishtoik ha'av, on condition that the father is silent. V'hashasikle, and the father is silent. Umar savar, another opinion holds amanash sheyoymar abahein, on condition the father says yes. V'halay amar abahein, the father didn't say yes. So it's like, you know, the girl brings home the boy, and it's not like the father gives enthusiastic approval. He also didn't throw the guy out of the house. So the question is, what does it mean? I'm living with you on condition your father lets. Is it a good marriage or not? So, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says, Mekudashas. In other words, the Tanakhama holds, Mekudeshes, because the father was silent. So silence is golden. That's enough of a consent. Shem ben Yehuda Aymer, that no, Eino Mekudeshes. The father never said yes. Okay, let's start the next piece. But we're not going to be able to see the whole case, but let's at least begin. This is talking about a Mishnah in Yevamos. You ever hear of the Masechta called Yevamos? This Masechta Yevamos is talking about someone who divorces his wife, and then he takes her back, and he dies. So she allowed to marry the Yavam. Pashtus, she can marry the Yavam. She was married midaraisa. The husband died. She falls to Yibam. Rebbe Lezer says it's Asar. Why? Because we're afraid that this looks like a yisoyma b'chaye ha'av. And in that case, yisoyma b'chaye ha'av, where when she comes back, it's only a marriage midrabanan. And in that case, you would not be able to do yibam. So because of that case, where everyone agrees yisoyma b'chaye ha'av, you can't do yibam. Therefore, in a case where you take back a woman after you divorce her, according to Reb Lezer, she doesn't fall to Yibam because of the case of Yisoyma B'chaya Av. Let's see that. Moedim Chacham L'Reb Lezer, but the Chacham agreed to Reb Lezer. B'ketana, she see Avia, Ketana. Her father married her off. And when the father marries off a Ketana, it's a marriage midaraisa. V'neskarsha, and then she divorces. And she's the Yisoyma B'chaye Ha'av. V'hechzirasa, and he takes her back. Shecholetzes v'loy misyabemes. That to this woman, you do chalitza na'ibam. Why? V'nei shegirusha girish and gemurin. It was a full-fledged get. V'en chazarasa chazar gemur. It's not a full-fledged kedushin. Says Gemara. Bamedva mamurim. When does this apply? Shegirsha kishi ketana. If you divorce her when she's a ketana. And you took her back as a ketana. So in that case, her kedushin is drabanan. Avol gershik shiktana. But if you divorce one as a ketana, vechzirik shigadoyla, or you brought her back as a gadoyla, oishach zirik shiktana, or you brought her back as a ketana, vegadla etzan, she grew up with you, umeis, then you could do chalitz or yibam. Now, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, Amru, Chayletzes V'lei Misyabemes, because it's we're Goyzer, that case, Atu, Yisoyma B'chaye Ha'av. Says Gemara V'hacha, De Ketos Isha Achas, I mean, this is like a mistake on one woman. You took her back when she's a Ketana, and she grew up by you. Because it's like you made a mistake by Tos Ketana. So we're going to see, no, the Gemara says that's not what it's about. That's about whether a person realizes that Kedushe Ketana is nothing. L'chari, the Gemara's answer will be Pashat, but we'll see it more, Bezus Hashem, next week. I wish everyone a wonderful evening, And you could please join us tomorrow evening when we start the amazing series about the life of Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai. We're going to have a many-part series about the life of this great giant. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
What time are you going to be doing that shiur? For Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Good night, Mike.
Record. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night, good night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.